It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
CFL Commissioner Stuart Johnston joins us 151 days. Is it exactly 5 months?
2 days short of five full months.
We're back in the same spot at Hotel X from when you were introduced to now unveiling major changes to the Canadian Football League three-down professional game. What started this process? Because you're getting things done fast.
Look, you'll get to know that I try and operate at pace and with urgency. I have so much conviction in what we're doing and the benefits that changes like today are going to have for our league that I wasn't waiting. And one of the things that we've done over the last 3-4 months of hard work leading up to today is I went on a listening tour. I talked to a lot of fans and players and media. And team personnel, heard a lot of feedback on what they like and don't like. I gathered our group at the office, a very small group, because we kept this tight, extremely tight on who would be in the know. Even I trust everyone in our league office, but you know, anytime you have a secret, you add one more person, it just is one greater chance that it might get out, because we knew this was sensitive. Even we saw me announcing I'm doing a press conference created quite a stir. So imagine if this kind of leaked out before we were ready with all our data and all our narrative behind it, which is so exciting. So gathered them, did our data analytics, did our marketing thoughts through it, thought about how we can grow the game with this, how we're going to demonstrate this game's entertainment value in an even greater way. All of that came together to the announcement today.
There'd be some people out there that would wonder how many football people were involved. I know John Huffnagle was instrumental in the decision with the hash marks. You weren't here for that.
Right.
In this decision, can you share some of that?
By the way, the hash marks was an excellent move. So congratulations to Huff and the team that made that happen. We took the most experienced football ops folks from our office and had them included in our circle. Believe me, we leaned on them heavily. Not only do they have incredible institutional knowledge, but they just have a creative mind as it relates to the rules of the game. So they were very involved.
And there's a lot of fans out there when the speculation was running wild that were worried that three downs could turn to four. That hasn't happened, but if you look at the makeup of the game, I asked you this live during a press conference, but I think it bears repeating. Can you sort of alleviate some of the fans that some of the concerns that fans have about potentially going to four downs?
I think I can. I will alleviate it by saying two things. One is we truly believe in 2027, when these changes are fully in effect, we will have opened up the canvas of our game, our playing field, to the incredible entertainment value that's already there. And that includes three downs, 12 players, 65-yard wide field, waggle, yard off the ball, no yards. All of that, that's what we're trying to expose. And we think these new field dimensions, and in particular, taking those huge metal obstructions out of the visual of our most important area on the field, the end zones, I think it's going to be so amazing for the game that we have. Now, you heard me answer your question that I never say never, right? Because this world moves fast. Some folks have asked me, why are you moving so fast? Because the world moves fast. We've got to work at pace, work with urgency, and achieve the goals we want to achieve. However, this was step one in a number of things that we're looking to announce most likely over the next weeks and months, just to give you a little teaser on your show, Justin. and rule changes are not part of any of that. It's like, this is what we wanted to do. And so I think you know we have a rules committee. It's made up of coaches, GMs, presidents, and players association. They'll review, like they do every off season, any particular rules, whether it was hash marks or it could be, you know, roughing the passer penalties like we did this past year. That's what they're going to look at. And they're also going to look at some of the nuances that will happen because of the changes we've made and maybe make some recommendations as well. But that's it. That's all we're looking at right now.
Part of the reason that I asked you about how many football people were involved is because some football people will say, our players are elite. The game is in a great place. Why does it need to be tweaked? But then they'll add, can this generate real revenue growth? How do you see that?
I truly think we are going to take the entertainment value of our game, which is already outstanding, up to a new level. And that's because we are going to end up trading field goals for touchdowns. And with all due respect to our kickers, I love our kickers. However, I do think the fans at home and the paying fans in the stadium, they like to see touchdowns. And I think that's what we're driving towards. It really is a couple of things that we're going to change that will deliver play calling and playmaking that's going to end in touchdowns. Can I draw a line directly from that to revenue making? Well, I think if more people think this is a fun game, they're going to buy tickets. If more people think it's super fun to watch at home, then our media discussions with the media right partners are probably going to be improved. I do believe there is a correlation. We didn't go into it thinking what's the exact line that I'm going to draw between entertainment value and rising revenues. However, I think instinctively we understand that that's going to happen.
Did the decision with the Rouge, was it affected at all by gambling in the sense that you kind of can't plan for it in the same way that you might be able to like in the NFL or the NCAA game? Because that's where some people started to speculate. It's like, oh, well, maybe with having the Rouge this way, that increases betting on the CFL, which would be good for everybody around it.
That is one I hadn't heard before. So no, I can say absolutely not. Betting was not at all a consideration as we thought through the Rouge rule. I think of it this way. In 2027, when all the changes are in effect, a team has the ball at the 35-yard line in the opponent's zone. It's 3rd and 2. What do you do? Well, today, that would be a 42-yard field goal. And the kickers all have plenty of leg that if they miss that 42-yard field goal, it's probably going to go through the back of the end zone and get a point. So, of course, coaches are going to decide, why don't we just kick the field goal? I'm getting at least a point and then probably an easy 3. That same scenario in 2027 is going to be a 57-yard field goal attempt. And lots of kickers have legs to get it to the back of the end zone at 57 yards. But the chances of making that field goal are clearly less at 57 than it was at 42. And the safety net of the single point, if I miss the field goal, isn't there. So I truly believe coaches are going to look at that and say, why don't we go for it? Why don't we go for it on 3rd and 2 and not try the field goal? And if we can encourage coaches to take more risk-taking, again, I think that is going to increase the entertainment value of our game.
You sort of alluded to it earlier, but some people are also speculating, going through a lot of speculative questions here, but after the MLSC and Argo's partnership with the Bills, that this has anything to do with that. Does it?
It does not. It has absolutely nothing to do with that. We started our work on this almost the day I began, so 5 months less 2 days ago. And that's when we really ramped it up over the course of the summer. So clearly it had nothing to do. We didn't even know the Bills thing was happening until after we'd already begun this work. So no, totally unrelated.
And then speaking of MLSCs, some people out there think that they're driving the bus on this. But I well know there's at least 8 other teams in this league and more voices than that. In terms of MLSC and Ed Rogers' commitment to the Argos, can you speak to that?
Well, I certainly can speak to MLSC's commitment to the Argos because I've had great conversations with Keith Pelley and Phil King at MLSC. They are huge supporters of the league. Both of them have a long history with the league. And I've really leaned on them as we've tried to push these changes through. Very supportive of that. I think at the Rogers level, I've had communication with the leadership at Rogers. I can tell you for sure they're excited about the changes that we're bringing to bear today. And I'm looking forward to having more conversations with them moving forward. But MLSC, they're showing me nothing but support for the Argos.
Some people thought, too, that this might be an announcement for your new television deal or where the Grey Cup was going to be in 2027. So let's talk about the television deal first, or the rights deal. Is there any progress made on that front?
It's still far too early on that. So, you know, we're having some progress behind the scenes, but looking forward to digging into that more deeply soon. This has taken up a lot of my time trying to get to this point. But as you've heard me say, I like to work on a lot of things and a lot of things quickly and thoughtfully and with measure, but with pace. So media deal is an absolute priority for us, and I hope to get to add it in a deeper way soon.
Grey Cup 2027, do you have any updates there when you might make an announcement or that process?
I do think that when I talked about there's more exciting announcements over the next weeks and months, that would be in the weeks category, not the months category.
I like the specificity there. The last one that I'll get you out on, related to the Grey Cup, is the halftime show.
Yes.
Some people are curious.
I'm very curious, too. Have had excellent discussions, and we are very, very close to announcing. I'm going to say that's not weeks or months. That's like week or weeks. Like what we're going to announce soon.
And then the last one I'll get you out on with is the CFL schedule.
Yes.
Because a lot of people thought, okay, the Argos are playing these three road games, and it seems like you've been working ahead on this, but you're also strategic, I think, with the timing of your announcement. So is it sort of fair to expect that to happen after Grey Cup is played?
The honest answer, Justin, is I don't know when we'll announce it. I am strategic with announcements. I do want to make sure they're paced properly because I don't want to overwhelm everybody with everything that we're doing all at once. Really, the scheduling is we're deep in the process now. And we're working through all the complications of FIFA and the two stadiums that are going to be unavailable to us next year. We've been preparing for this for a long time, so nothing's new to us, but it is a grind. It is very complicated, and we're working with stadium availabilities and how to manage when those two clubs are not playing at home. And the team's doing a great job. We're working there. I just can't give you a date on it.
Finally, I'll take it back to the main theme of the day, the changes. Do you think that like U Sports and down to the other levels in this country would be willing to adopt this, or how do you envision that playing out?
I absolutely do not want to speak on behalf of U Sport or any amateur football organization. I had conversations both with the leadership of U Sports and the leadership of Football Canada prior to this announcement because I wanted to take them through it and have them understand our perspective in a quiet environment as opposed to in a press conference. Both of them were very receptive. They seemed to really appreciate the logic and the work that went in and the thoughtfulness that went in behind the decisions. However, I would never ask them to give me a reaction on the spot to such significant change. What I've offered is a collaboration with myself and my team to walk them through kind of what went into our thinking, and then absolutely as we talk things through, I'd love to see if we can get them aligned to the vision, but that will be totally up to them.
Thanks for the time, Stu.
Absolutely, Justin.